Joining us on KMBR 680, of course, the flagship of the Giants. He's a catcher, 31 years old, and fans, I think you're going to hear from him with this ball club, Guillermo Quiroz. Nice to have you on the show. Spring training, and how's it going for you?
It's great to be here. First of all, congrats, you know, for the organization, the World Series last year, and all the fans that support this team. It's always been amazing to watch them. It's great to be here. Spring is going really well so far. I think I've done a decent job, and hopefully it keeps going that way.
Yeah, and the fans should understand, you're 31 and a veteran. You know, in Boston, Seattle, Toronto, Baltimore, Texas, you've been around, which tells me you're a pretty darn good catcher. So at this stage of your career, what's your goal now, and who are you to the organization?
I think my goal right now is, pretty much whatever any player wants, you know, just to settle in the big leagues, you know, instead of just going around. It could be with any team, but just to stay in the big leagues, you know. It's been a couple of years when I've been up and down. And, I'm glad that it's kind of been like that because, it has made me to work hard and to be a better person.
And you're a pretty good catcher. And it's funny, I watch you. You know, we had Billy Hayes on last week and the catching guru of the Giants. He said, watch this Quiroz and how quiet he is behind the plate. And he explained to us what it means, that you're not supposed to be moving around when the pitcher's in his windup. How did you learn how to be a catcher back in Venezuela?
I watched a lot of baseball. My family, my uncle, my dad, they played baseball when they were young. Never professionally, though, but a lot of softball in my family as well. So, you know, as a young kid, I started playing. My grandpa was a president of the Little Leagues down there. So he took me to the field when I was 3 years old, and that's when everything started. I started watching big league baseball games, and I got interested. You know, catcher by accident. Our catcher, we were playing, I was about 8 years old. That day, he never showed up to the field. And, the chubby guy, of course, you know, it was me, and they say, hey, Quiroz, come down and catch. And, you know, since then, every day I've been a catcher.
What's the key for you as a catcher? As I say, you're just me watching you behind the plate, very quiet. You had a good camp so far. Everyone has agreed with that. What's the key as being a good catcher?
I think it starts up with the relationship you built with your pitchers. You know, you got to be able to trust them. You got to be able to learn sequences they use, pitches they throw, certain counts. And you got to earn that confidence of them in you. So as long as you do that, I think, they'll be able to trust whatever fingers you put down for them to throw the pitches and get an out.
What do you think about this staff catching these guys? And, of course, last year the five starters, 30 starts each, 1,000 innings pitched, and now you're getting to catch this pitching staff. What's your general reaction to them?
I'm humble to catch them. I've seen them on TV. Now I'm working with them. They throw a lot of strikes. They get after the hitters, and that's very important on this game.
Do you call the game, or does the pitcher shake you off? And I realize it's spring training. Maybe they're working on things. How has that gone?
I call my own game. As I said, I'm learning their sequences and their pitches. Usually when I put a finger down and they don't want to go with that pitch, I just go with whatever they want to throw because obviously, of course, they trust it. So, it's good to know that you have guys like that they can throw their pitches, trust it, and get out.
All right, so you've been in the big leagues before. Take us through a little bit of the good things of your big league career. You got a home run off John Danks, first hit off Mark Mulder. As I say, you've been with a number of organizations, 103 games in the big leagues. Give us some of the high points for you as a major leaguer.
I think everything started in 2004, with the Toronto Blue Jays when I first got called up. I walked in the clubhouse, and a veteran guy that was there at the time, Mr. Carlos Delgado, called me to the locker and explained, what the big leagues was to me. Of course, I was a young guy. I had no idea. And, first word he told me was, you got to be able to be consistent. You got to be able to have the right personality, and you got to be humble. And ever since then, everything, it's been great. Obviously, it's been ups and downs in my career. In 2008, I got to spend the whole year in the big leagues with the Baltimore Orioles. And backing up a guy that is a really good friend to me, Ramon Hernandez. And, one of the guys that I grew up watching in Venezuela, as well as Eddie Perez. He was my manager in Winter Ball. And also watch Poch Rodriguez. I think, I got a lot from him just by watching, you know, their attitudes. And they're totally different, but they're all quiet when they catch the ball. So I think I'll learn from them.
Boy, very good answer. Of course, Eddie Perez, the personal catcher of Greg Maddux when he was with the Atlanta Braves. Guillermo Quiros with us. Throwing the second is always something, or throwing out base runners is always important, and the transfer of the glove to the ball. What's the key if you try to tell a young catcher this is what you have to do? What would you tell him?
Catch the ball first. Okay. Catch the ball first, and then the reaction of your body will take care of everything else. If you catch the ball, then you get into a point where you get good balance. You get good balance, you're accurate. If you're accurate, it's a good throw.
Well, this club has Buster Posey, an MVP, Hector Sanchez, who had a good rookie year. You may end up in Fresno. I think you're clearly one of the catchers in this organization that they can rely on. How do you feel about that if you have to start in Fresno?
It feels good. You know, it's going to give me an opportunity to play, an opportunity to be probably an everyday guy, and an opportunity to show them that I can still play ball and that I'll be at their services whenever they need me.
Yeah. All right, so now you're in Venezuela. You're 17 years old, getting signed by the Toronto Blue Jays. I mean, the 17-year-old. What did you think?
Well, my first thought was, here we go. And, you know, living home, being on my own for the first time, I was really attached to my family. I think that year they traveled twice. They came to visit me twice. And, you know, it was good to have that experience, you know, being that young and learning how to be on your own. And being cold for the first time. You know, we don't have a cold weather in Venezuela. And my first year was in Medicine Hat, Alberta, in Canada, the Rookie Ball League they had. And it was really cold there.
And what about the food and everything? Had you been in the U.S. before? Had you traveled at all? How'd you get used to the food?
I did. My first time in the States was actually in 1994. I was we were in the Little League World Series, the team from Maracaibo, Venezuela. We won the whole thing.
Come on.
And, yeah, it was awesome to be here in the States. And I think after that, you know, my hunger for baseball, you know, of course, got bigger. And I wanted to be a professional baseball to be able to come back to the States.
Wow, I didn't know that. So Little League World Series, Williamsport,
yes.
You win.
Yes,
and what position did you play? I assume catcher. I'll say catcher, but you must have been a big star.
I did. a lot of help for the team. I did get a couple important base hits and a triple as well. And I caught a no-hitter thrown by our pitcher to against Taiwan, who was supposed to be the big team of the tournament.
Wow, what a thrill. See, I'm glad I asked that question. Well, that's a thrill for you. And as a kid in Williamsport, my goodness, just seeing all the people there and everything, what a thrill for you.
It was awesome. Of course, I never played in front of a big crowd like that before. Nerve was shaking all day. And plus, we had a rain delay. It was like a 4.5, maybe 5-hour rain delay. So while we were waiting inside, all we did was go to sleep. We went to sleep, we rested, and then when they turned the lights on, we headed straight to the field, and then after that, it was different for us. We won the ball game.
Wow, what a great story. Guillermo Quiros, very nice to have you on the show. As I say, fans, if you're coming down here for spring training, listen to the games on the radio, just to see this young man catch. Very quiet behind the plate, and he's been around. He knows what he's doing. I appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you very much, and hopefully I can talk to you here sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.